So, hello, if you've stumbled upon us, we are Helen and Sarah, radio presenters and mums to four wonderful children. I'm Helen, and I've got one lovely daughter who is six.
And I'm Sarah, and I've got three, a boy of seven and girls of six and three. We wanted to do a podcast that you will relate to. No fluffy-waffy tips on how to get your kids to behave, just real life.
So while you may not get much advice from listening to us, at least you might smile and have your mind taken away just for a moment from the deep joy of being a parent. So relax, you're amongst friends here.
Sit back, pour the Prosecco and join us as we explore the reality of being a mum, because we're all in this together.
Welcome to our very first podcast.
Coming up today, we're going to be discussing hyenas, heinous, heinous, whatever heinous? The word is, I don't know, heinous bad crimes that mums have committed.
Also, what name do your kids have for their bits?
And also, your most hated kids' TV characters.
If you want to get involved, leave us a message via our Facebook page, which is at Real Mums MK.
The Real Mums of MK.
So, how's your Princess Purple today?
What?
Your Princess Purple.
You're talking about my genitals, aren't you?
Yeah,
might be. No, it's fine.
Oh, good. Thanks I'm very glad much. To hear it.
But thanks for asking.
Well, I heard this the other day that someone's little girl calls their bits their Princess Purple. And I thought that was absolutely brilliant. And I think it's going to have to stick from now on. Because let's face it, all kids have got a name for their bits, yeah?
Yeah.
What does your daughter call hers?
Bits.
Right, my girls call theirs their Mivvy, okay. Which all started...
Strawberry Mivvy.
Strawberry Mivvy, yeah, yes. Nice. Don't know where that one came from, but yes. They're but I think that's quite sweet, really, you know? When you get asked to wipe the Mivvy, people don't really know what you're talking about. It's fine. And my boy still calls his Winky, although he is nearly eight, so I'm thinking...
I like that word.
I think it's cute, but he is nearly eight, but he is at the stage now where he's kind of like, he'll come, you know, he comes over all... all Les Dawson, you know,
So he doesn't actually say the word.
Not anymore, but, you know, there you go. But I think it's really hilarious what people call their bits.
So do I. However, I did read an article, probably in The Telegraph or something, about how there's there's a scientist who was saying that she really thinks that we ought to, for child safety reasons, call the genitals by their proper names. And I, when I was a child, that's what we did. We didn't have
wings. Really?
Or tuppences or anything like that. It was penis and vagina.
Oh, but that word just makes me
you
really
don't
cringe.
Like it, do
no!
you?
And I can't have that word coming out the mouth of my 3-year-old.
Why not?
Because it's just, I know, it's wrong. I know it's wrong.
That's very childish,
right, but...
Sarah. Very childish. As it is, I will use those words with my daughter, but we've just kind of gone for bits.
Yeah, well, absolutely. There's just something so wrong. In fact, when I was a kid and my mum sat me down and had the talk and said, and she was explaining about a boy's bits being called a penis.
Yeah.
She said to me, "Do you know what your bits are called?" And I went, "No." And she said, "It's called a..." I can't even say the word! It's called a...
Hang on, I'm going to make you say the word. Okay, so what did your mum say?
Vagina.
That is ridiculous. That is ridiculous that you can't even say it.
Okay, so she said, it's called...
You are vagina. What's that Victoria Wood character that says menopause?
Oh, okay, dear. So she said... vagina.
Yeah.
And
well done, Sarah.
Thank you.
I can see tears in your eyes.
My 6-year-old self replied, I thought that's what they called the queen. to which the response is, no darling, that's Elizabeth Regina.
I'm never going to say that the same way again.
Oh, I need to compose myself.
I personally like the word twinkle.
Twinkle?
I think that's quite nice. Although it does bring
twinkle.
New meaning to the nursery rhyme.
I can go with twinkle.
Yeah.
Do you know what my favourite one for a boy, though?
What?
I read this somewhere that the Yiddish word for Agnes is...
For what? Sorry.
Don't make me.
I'm gonna make you do it again.
Schmeckle. And I think that's fabulous. I think we're gonna start using the schmeckle.
I think. I'm so glad I haven't got a boy. That would make it all the more difficult.
The Real Mums of MK.
There is no worse mother in the world than me.
Who, why?
Well, this morning I committed the heinous crime.
Heinous.
I don't know what it is.
Really
bad. Heinous, the really bad crime of dropping my daughter's gingerbread. Now, you may be asking yourself, what was she doing having a gingerbread man for her breakfast? Well, oh, she'd left it and she made such a fuss about it last night. Could she have it for breakfast? And it was at that point of the night when she should be asleep. It was about 8:15 or so. And when she asked, she'd called downstairs.
Mate,
many
you don't
times.
Have to make excuses.
Okay,
we've
I'm justifying
all been there.
It. I'm justifying it. Anyway, so this morning she was very eager to have the gingerbread man for Christmas for breakfast, and we came downstairs, and she's naked apart from her knickers, and her hair's all wild, and she heads straight for the cupboard where she knows that the gingerbread man is.
Good girl.
And I kind of wanted to stop her in her tracks because it was high up. So I took the gingerbread man down. It was in a packet because we bought it from Pret the other day. And so we're both kind of struggling over the gingerbread man, which seems ridiculous. And I'm trying to open the plastic bag before she can get to it because she wouldn't be able to open the plastic bag.
When it comes to gingerbread man, I bet she'd manage it.
In the melee, I managed to open the bag, but it kind of jumped out and fell on the floor and smashed into quite a few pieces. And she instantly went into a massive cry of, "Wah, you've broken my..." She's six.
Oh, don't blame
you've
her.
You've broken my ginger...
What, bad mother.
You on her side. Oh, God. But then it kind of went on and on and on to the point where I'm starting to lose sympathy. At first, I was very much apologising. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that I've done this. Look, I'm sure we can put him together. You know, there's only crumbs. There's lots of big pieces that we can put together. But she was like, "Oh, it's so unfair. You've ruined everything. This is the worst day ever," she said. And I, at that point, when she said that, because she says that a lot, alongside, "This is the best day ever," kind of ruins it when you say it all the time.
Particularly because it was only 7 a.m.
Yes.
So.
She just carried it on, and I lost my patience, and in the end she was saying, "Can we glue it together?" I said, "No, glue is poisonous. We're not doing this. Get it into perspective. It's just a gingerbread man." That set her off even more.
You could have used icing sugar and made a nice little patchwork
thing. I didn't
think
of that. Also, we had to leave for school.
Helen, she'd wanted this gingerbread man all night.
Well, clearly.
And you ruined it.
Clearly, I am a horrendous mother.
Well, clearly, although I have to say, I can beat that this morning.
Can you?
Because we also had tantrums in our house.
I
do you know
see.
What
Top
my
trumps.
Do you know what my heinous crime was?
Yeah.
Mine was serving the toast on a purple plate instead of a pink one.
Dear.
Oh, we had the screaming hubdubs over that one, and clearly I was the worst mother in the world for simply being colourblind.
Why did you not know that they wanted the purple? Why did you not mind read?
Well, because my telepathy skills were just a little bit off this morning. Call it too much Merlot last night.
The Real Mums of MK.
Now, according to a recent poll, Peppa Pig has been voted as the most favourite children's TV character.
By who?
Parents.
What?
I know. Strangely enough, I agree with you on this. I cannot stand Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig is a little... I can't say the word because there's a child in the room, but she's a little bitch. She's spoiled. She's rude to her parents. Everything that I tell Tilda not to do, she does.
Well, I'm with you on that. There's two things I absolutely hate about Peppa Pig. In fact, there's more than two, but we'll go with the main two. The first one is all that noise.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, get a tissue. I don't care if you're a pig or not. I can't listen to it. It drives me crazy. And number two, trying to read a Peppa Pig story as a bedtime story.
Oh.
Poppy's favourite story is Peppa Pig and the Biggest Muddy Puddle in the World.
Yeah.
Now, until you have sat there after a very long and exhausting day with fractious children and tried to read the sentence Danny Dog and Daddy Dog without tripping over it and trying to get to the end.
Danny Dog and Daddy Dog.
Not easy.
It's like Ken's dad's
Let me tell
dog's
you.
Dead.
And then Squawk Polly Parrot. Polly Parrot, we've got another one. Yeah, clear your throat, blow your nose. Can't stand it. So I just skip massive bits of it. They don't realise. But I absolutely hate, loathe and detest Peppa Pig.
I am not a fan of the way that she shames, she body shames Daddy Pig.
Ooh.
She's constantly going on about his fat tummy. I don't like that either. There are other children's TV characters that I really also can't stand. I think when you get to a certain age,
When your kids get to a certain age, it's okay to let them watch on their own, as long as you know it's a safe kind of channel. But when they're younger, you have to sit with your children and watch TV with them. And a few years ago, when Tilda was still just on CBeebies, they introduced a new thing at bedtime. I think it was the bedtime hour. And it was a new show, almost like The Flumps, but it was called Abney and Teal.
Oh, no!
Now, I hated that from the first second of watching it. I don't know which is which, Abney or Teal, but the potato-headed one. Oh, the pock-pox. Don't get me started on the pock-pox. They have this weird obsession with porridge, and it doesn't look like nice porridge. It doesn't look like nice drizzled with honey porridge. It looks like congealed porridge.
Yeah,
and I hate the idea of that. And this little character, not the little girl, it's the other character, the potato-headed character.
I don't know, they all merge into one.
It's just so insipid and so not a good role model for children. And I used to have to sit through this because Tilda really liked it.
But you know what gets me about Abney and Teal? You know who it's voiced by?
Who?
Adrian Scarborough. And he's the guy, I've recently rewatched Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant comedy programme. Do you remember, you know the couple that were always having, you know, sexual problems? And she was like, oh, and it was my Dolney and all that. The one that Dolney was married to. That's who voices Abney and Teal.
No!
And I can't take it seriously after that because I just keep thinking of him having shenanigans.
Well, that's a revelation.
My hated one is SpongeBob Poopants, as he's known in our house. Can't bear it. On Nickelodeon, it is just on Nicktoons or whatever. It's on a loop. And if I let my children watch it on a loop, believe me, they would. And I can't be dealing with that one at all. But I do have another hated character, which is Bella from the Tweenies. Or as she should be known, Bossy Bella from the Tweenies.
She's the bossy one.
Come on, Fizz! Can't be dealing with that. But my ultimate, Teletubbies, very annoying. We all know Teletubbies and all that rubbish and Tubby Custard. But it's not the Teletubbies themselves that get
me. Tubby Custard is something a little bit different in my house.
Oh, is it?
Mm.
Oh, okay. Do we not go there?
No, I don't want to go there. Okay. Actually. I shouldn't have mentioned it.
I'm intrigued.
I shouldn't have mentioned
it. You really shouldn't, because I really want to know now.
It's a bit rude.
Oh!
Nothing to do with children.
But I know that...
Anyway!
Oh, my word!
Yeah.
Ooh. I'll never be able to look at your husband again. Right, so it's the old Teletubbies, because recently they've redone it. I mean, why would you do that? But the old Teletubbies, that's about, 20 years old, the freakiest character on UK TV has to be the baby in the sun, who had the most scary eyes I've ever seen in my life. And actually, this is a true story. When my son was 2 years old, I left him watching Teletubbies, and he got so frightened by the baby in the sun that he actually hurled his sippy cup at the 42-inch widescreen telly. Lovely big spider crack across the middle. We had to get rid of it. Seriously, that's how freaky that baby was.
Oh, wow. I can't really top that. Although, apart from to say that my husband, his ex-girlfriend, used to work on Teletubbies.
Well... That explains why she's an ex.
Since we got Netflix, you can watch hundreds and hundreds of episodes, and Max and Ruby in particular.
I've never seen that.
Haven't you?
No.
Oh, it's on Netflix. And even though Matilda's 6, and I think Max and Ruby is aimed at 3 to 5 year olds, she loves watching it. And Max is a little bunny, and he does all the wrong things. He's naughty, and his big sister Ruby. Parents, Ruby has to kind of keep him in line.
Right.
And there's one episode where it's Christmas, I think, where she makes him go to bed. She puts him to bed, and he keeps getting up and dragging his blanket across the floor to her bedroom to sleep in her bed. And she keeps taking him back.
Sounds like a normal night in my house.
It just went on and on. And eventually, she went and slept in his bed. That's how it stopped. And he slept in hers, and that was the end of it, which is a very weak anecdote,
I was
going to
say, I'm a bit worried.
Where's that going?
I don't understand why you're so bothered by the characters. I'd be more cross at the scriptwriter.
Well, that's it for our first podcast. If you've enjoyed it, please comment on our Facebook page, Real Mums MK, and we will see you soon.
The Real Children of MK.
Would you like to do a podcast?
No. Because I am a bunny Tilda who's 5 years old.
You're not 5?
I'm 0.